USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. The rescue operation following a train crash in India has ended. Officials say the death toll of 275 is not likely to change. More than 1,000 people were injured when three trains collided.
The incident occurred early Friday when a passenger train derailed and hit two other trains. This is one of the deadliest train accidents in the history of that country.
John Schaefer reports the death toll was revised after it was found that some of the bodies had been counted twice. Railway workers are now focused on clearing the tracks. Investigators say a signal failure is the likely cause of the crash. President Biden has signed legislation to raise the debt ceiling and avert a federal default.
Biden formally signed the bill behind closed doors at the White House on Saturday, just days before the Treasury Department warned it would run out of money to pay the nation's bills. Along with raising the debt ceiling, the bill caps spending and adds work requirements for some Americans receiving government assistance. The president noted not everyone got what they wanted, but praised the bipartisan agreement as good news for America. I'm Julie Ryan.
The top candidates for the Republican presidential nomination gathered at GOP Senator Jody Ernst's annual Roast and Ride fundraiser for veterans in Iowa yesterday. Former President Trump was noticeably absent. His former Vice President Mike Pence teased an official announcement for the White House.
Come this Wednesday, I'm announcing in Iowa.
Pence sported a leather vest as he rode a motorcycle alongside Senator Ernst and hundreds of riders to the Iowa State Fairgrounds. The federal grand jury in the investigation of former President Trump's handling of classified documents is expected to meet this week. It is unknown if an indictment is being prepared. NBC News reports activity has slowed in recent weeks following months of prosecutors working for special counsel Jack Smith presenting evidence and witness testimony. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says his military is ready to launch a counteroffensive against Russian forces. He told the Wall Street Journal that we are ready and strongly believe that we will succeed. The Ukrainian leader also called for more weapons from Western allies. The effort to retake occupied territory comes more than a year after Russia invaded Ukraine. An investigation is underway after more than a dozen migrants from South America were dropped off in Sacramento. California Governor Gavin Newsom said that 16 Venezuelan and Colombian immigrants came from Texas. He's working with the State Department of Justice to find out who paid for their travel expenses and if any crimes were committed. Another week, and there is another leader at the box office.
This time it's Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, taking over the top spot in theaters across the U.S. and Canada. Columbia Pictures and Sony Pictures animated film earned more than $51 million from Thursday previews and Friday opening day receipts. The sequel is poised to make over $110 million through today, Variety reported. As for last week's champ, The Little Mermaid is projected to finish the weekend with at least another $35 million. I'm Jerry Barmash.
That bright ball of light in the sky is the last full moon of spring. The strawberry moon gets its name from Native American tribes to mark the ripening of June-bearing strawberries that are ready to be gathered, according to the Old Farmer's Almanac. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.